Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Because you're our audience and we really just appreciate you coming here, tuning into our episodes, we're giving you a special discount that no one else has. No one else has this. So we talk about how this program is only $30 because for you, that's what we're going to provide you. So use code TOB15, not the any other discounts, or we have 20% off, all that other stuff, but this gives you $15 off. So it really is going to be $30 total for this early bird pricing. TOB15, this is going to end. So get $15 off of this new challenge and then just tune in and we'll talk all about what it is. It is here. We have our 30-day challenge for the end of the year coming in and wrapping up so that you feel so good and supported within your body. I love these challenges because it really allows you to commit for 30 days. You get handed to you exactly what you need every single day. We're not going to move every day, so don't worry. However, I'm going to have mobility flows. I'm going to have core workouts. I'm going to have muscle activations for you and functional HIIT workouts that you can make your own. They don't have to be HIIT. They could be super modified, but it's just a way to continue to learn about your body, learn about movement patterns, learn about why you might have pain. And the things that open up for people throughout these 30 days is just massive. It's incredible. And to know that you're moving not just alone, but you have an incredible community with you. And if you, of course, stick to the posting and you want to create, you can create a whole different account, which a lot of people do. So you're not using it on your regular page. But you can post so that you can try to win prizes. And it's just 3 times a week. So it's not every single day, but every week you're going to get dropped an email with a full PDF that explains everything to you. Plus I have full videos if you don't want to read, so you can like see everything that I say. Also, every day isn't just like a ebook, you know, photos, but it's full video. I'm explaining everything. I am cueing. So it is me on steroids from Instagram and from what you get to learn and feel in your body. And trust me, we say it every time on the podcast, right? If you actually want to feel something different, you have to do something different. So if you are tired of feeling these aches and pains, if you're ready to start understanding what you can do within your body, this is a start for early bird pricing that is just opened up this week only. This week only, it's $30, which means it's $1 a day. It is bonkers how low we price this at, because you get 27 workout videos plus 4 PDFs plus a ton of education from me. So I'm telling you, it is beyond worth it. It is $30 to get an entry point into learning about your body. These videos are not going to take very long because it is my way of introducing you to the movement without overwhelming you to what mobility can feel like, core, understanding your body, feeling your body. And I just want you to be able to feel this. Like, I am so dang passionate and I love the incredible group of movers we get to feel and see what it can be like. So I hope you join us. The link is in the show notes and we are going to have so much fun during this next 30 days starting November 1st. Hope to see you there.
Okay, so building healthy movement habits. That's kind of what we're going to talk about today, because so many people will always be looking for that next thing that's going to quick get their pain to go away or quick help them lose a few pounds. But, you know, those are all goals that I think are directed with the wrong sort of purpose. You know, they're always like very short-sighted. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do I lose the 10 pounds? Well, then what? You know, how does losing that 10 pounds, or how does, you know, suddenly getting that shoulder pain to go away help you be more happy, more healthy, and more fulfilled in life?
I know. Or it's like those things that I should be doing, right? Well, I see those exercises that you show all the time on Instagram and I save it, but it doesn't always get done, right? And I know this happens all the time. Don't worry, you're not alone.
Don't should all of yourself.
But
who was it?
Yeah,
Mike, that said that?
But it's so common, like, oh, all these things I should be doing. And it's not usually until we're already in pain
that someone actually starts doing it, and then we lose habit again, right? I'll do it to get out of pain, and then I stop again. So how do we actually build in these practices that are going to help my body feel and move better and actually do it for a habit?
Totally. And I mean, there's a lot of places that you can start with this, but where, especially if we're ever working with clients, the real place that it comes from, the real place that desire comes from to make a change in life is like, what do you enjoy doing? Where do you find that fulfillment? What can you continue to add in that will actually make you happy while you do it? It's not like, okay, I've been sitting on the couch forever, time to do couch to 10K. Like, I'm just going to go run a 10K. Do you even like running? Have you ever run? Do you form community around running? Or are you just like the person who's going to run out in the rain because they told themselves they'd run a 10K? And then they look back and they're just like, man, training for a 10K was the most miserable thing I've ever done.
Or you know that you should be lifting weights and getting strong, but you hate being in a gym atmosphere. Like, especially when people are just starting out with movement, like it is the most intimidating thing to step into a gym atmosphere and feel like, oh my gosh, everyone's judging me and I look a certain way and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, what do you find fulfillment in movement? Is it dance? Is it finding an online instructor who pumps you up and makes you feel motivated? Is it going to a class and having that community? Is it going on long walks with someone in the neighborhood and she holds you accountable to move or whatever it may be? You know, like, I think the first thing that we have to do in order to build healthier habits is find something that you actually enjoy rather than forcing yourself into something you hate.
And, you know, I have talked with people who are just like, I really don't have a lot of movement practices I've done before in life. I don't recall anything. Nothing pings me to say like, oh, I used to play this sport or I used to do this thing. And if that's the case, then maybe trying different things. Maybe going to a yoga class. I mean, I know CrossFit always comes up. People are like, oh man, I hate CrossFit. Well, then don't do CrossFit. But I know on the flip side of that, so CrossFit has brought more people from a place where they weren't doing anything in life to a very awesome community that they love connecting with, that they have found fitness and movement through. So you might need to try a few things. And the thing that hits you as the one like, oh my gosh, this is my community. I really enjoy this practice. I enjoy these people. Might not be what you expect.
Right, exactly. So that is like the first step into really like building that healthy habit is finding something that you enjoy. And then like, I like what you said in the beginning about adding in stuff rather than taking it out, right? And this is how I also like to think about food concepts. It's like, what can I add in that makes this anti-inflammatory just make me feel better in general, rather than what do I have to avoid, right? And I love that in practice and movement as well. So if we suddenly fall in love with CrossFit, right? Okay, great. What are you going to add in to supplement to really help? And that's where people might find mobility practices. This is where, you know, finding muscle activations from the Optimal Body, huge to really build in that stability within the body. Or if you're loving yoga, like that's what you've fallen in love with. Okay. And how are we going to add in some resistance training as well? How are we going to challenge those muscles a little bit more? And again, it doesn't have to mean going to a gym and throwing around a barbell. Could we get some weights and some dumbbells, some kettlebells, a pull-up bar? Like, what can you add in your home that challenges your body in a little different way?
Absolutely. And so again, once you have found this practice, once you're like, okay, this is what I want to dive into and this is what I want to do, start small. Again, I bring up the 10K example or, you know, the CrossFit or yoga example for that matter. Like, the goal shouldn't be to, okay, I'm going to go out and do this every day for an hour a day, right? Especially depending on where you're coming from, that could be a great way to burn out really fast and then confirm in your head, this is why I don't do these things. You know? So yes, if I jumped into doing CrossFit 7 days a week right now, I would burn out after a week or two. Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to know where you're starting at, and it's okay. Like, I remember way back in the day, this is probably in high school, and like I worked out all the time. Maybe even this was college, and my cousin who didn't work out all the time would come with me, and then the next day she'd be like, I can't move. I'm never doing this again. And I'm like, well, I didn't quite guide her in a very efficient way, you know. And now when I get to work out with her, I'm like, let's do this short 16-minute workout I have. And then I might do more after that, but it's a great place for someone to get started. Small.
Yeah, I call it like the 1% goal. Like, what is what you want to end up doing? What would be your ultimate fitness goal? Divide that by like 100. Yeah. And that's what you should try to do consistently at this point. So if it is to go for a run, a mile run, a 10-mile run, like, can you just go out and go for a walk around the block to start? And depending on where you're at, if you've been jogging a little bit, okay, great. Maybe I'm going to go for jogs 2 days a week to start, you know, and then give my body time to see how it reacts, see how I feel after that, what sorenesses might pop up, what are those little supplement exercises that you might need to fit in, like a different mobility routine or a different muscle. Oh man, when I'm running, my hips really feel a certain kind of way. Maybe throw in a different hip exercise. That would be a great way to help your body feel more balanced in that routine.
Well, that's where you have to understand what you need to add in, right? Like, as, yes. I'm sure someone listening is like, well, then what am I supposed to do, right?
How do I figure out those things?
And that's where, like, one of our sayings is assess, don't guess. And this can also go along with self-assess. Don't just guess. So at least, like, if you're not going to see a therapist or someone who's like really looking at everything, could you find self-assessments that help guide you better than Googling or trying to randomly scroll Instagram, right? So this is like what we have in the challenge that's coming up, the Grateful for My Body Challenge. I'm starting off very small and we have 3 self-assessments. They're quick. They're super easy to listen to as well. I think like the max long is like 3 minutes, but it just gives you a place to start to explore mobility and strength to be able to see, okay, this is my starting point and this is where my body is at. What can I lean into in order to continue to improve?
And you've never done anything like this before in one of your 30-day challenges that we've had, is have that self-assessment component. And I think that's going to be so cool for so many people because, again, I know I would go through these self-assessments and find some things that I could work on for the 30 days.
Me too.
And so, yeah, once November starts, I will definitely be dedicated more and more throughout that 30 days to being like, okay, how can I work on my hips more? How can I work on my upper back more? Again, whatever these assessments are, it helps you to continue to like return back and say, okay, where am I at? Is this becoming less uncomfortable? Am I noticing more range consistently? Am I noticing less soreness after I do my primary activity of CrossFit or yoga or running? And so once you do these self-assessments, then we go through 30 full days, 30 days with 27 different workout videos that are just incredible at helping you attack these different restrictions that we might find in the self-assessment.
Right. And it's not just mobility. It's not just strength or HIIT workouts. It's going to be a combination of everything. And I know, especially when I say HIIT workout, that scares a lot of people, right? The reason I particularly in challenges or in my programs choose HIIT exercises is because I'm able to get the heart rate up really quick, really easily, have you feel something happening within the body. But also we really focus on strength. So you can get strength at home by doing a single leg exercise, by changing the way that your body is positioned from hands up on a higher surface and a push up to hands down on the ground. You know, like when we change the angles of our body, we really change the load that we place. So we don't even need that much external weight in order to shift things. However, getting off the track, functional HIIT workouts are really, the whole intention that I have is that you can do it at home. You don't need a lot of equipment and you can learn a ton about the body. Plus, I have so many modifications, like all of the modifications where you do not have to be jumping. It's essentially a strength workout. And I even teach you in the beginning how to shift the HIIT workout. So it's not high intensity at all. And it's completely strength. So I even teach you in the very beginning how to really make that shift and make that change if that's what you choose to do, you know? So this is about learning about your body and feeling empowered to move in a different way and following a plan and actually sticking to it.
I just think it's so funny because it's like, first off, one of the best benefits of this is you're getting educated by a doctor, a physical therapy. You're getting educated by a professional who does this in a clinic for people. And again, the amount of education that Jen, I was just laughing because like she just wants to dive right into the education. Like as she's going through HIIT, she's just like, but it's not like HIIT. You can put your hands up. You can do this and that. You can, all the modifications are there. And Jen is walking you through in these 27 videos, education that we wouldn't really even have the time to do in 10 physical therapy sessions. It's like you get so much that you're going to learn about your body from somebody who went to years of schooling to learn about. So it is so invaluable in that, and all that it's going to teach you about your body and teach you about why you're doing it, to attack again those things that we found in the self-assessment at the beginning, or things that you might already know coming in, like, hey, I need a little help in this area. We are going to be able to teach you why the things that are happening in this challenge are going to help
that. Exactly. And again, yes, we touch on like those strength or functional HIIT workouts. We also touch on core, what the core really means, because it's not just a six pack, but it's actually how the pelvic floor and the diaphragm work together to control the pillar, which is our like trunk essentially, and then how our extremities, our arms and legs move around that. And then we also go through muscle activation, so those little muscles that you don't really pay attention to, but again, you know you should. Some of those that are going to just help in the long run.
The ones that make you shake uncontrollably once you finally start using them and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, those are fun. And then and it, particularly fun for me because I make Dom demonstrate it as I'm teaching it. So he's the one actually shaking and dying.
Yeah. And you'll see me just dying in these videos as Jen explains for like 7 minutes. And then I like stop and like relax. And she's like, hey, get back up. I'm like, I've been holding this thing for five minutes.
I'm like, really? It's been that long? And then there are mobility flows as well, because, and that actually makes up the majority. I believe there's 7 mobility flows throughout the whole thing. And here's the other thing, like, When you're doing something, and especially if it's new and you're building in these new healthier habits for the body and learning all these things, you need a little bit of consistency. So some people, like, you know, we'll go through the first week and we'll repeat a lot and also add in a lot in the second week. But some things are going to be repeated, because guess what? If you wanted to improve, you have to repeat it again and again, and make sure, can my body actually hold this? Can I visit it again? Do I need less cues? What do I feel? What am I noticing that's maybe different? Like, you have to repeat in order to progress. That's just the reality. I mean, a great strength program is doing like the exact same thing for 3 to 4 weeks before we then start to change it up. So yes, you're going to see repetitiveness to build in that consistency.
And it needs to be consistency for an extended amount of time. Yeah. So yes, this is 30 days, and that's just a jump start. Mm-hmm. That's just to kickstart you into this life of healthy habits. You know, you see the different studies that say anywhere, like a habit takes anywhere from, I don't know what the low end is, 40 days to 120 days to instill. And I totally just made those numbers up.
I think it's like 21 was like the low end, right?
21 to like, and the top end was like a pretty high number.
190 or something.
Yeah, 190 days. But again, so 30 days, we're going to get you jump started. And in those 30 days, you're likely going to learn some things about your body. It's going to point you towards a sense of why, like, okay, I'm understanding why I'm doing these movements. I'm feeling better in certain joints. It's translating into my life, whether that's walking the dog, you know, pushing a stroller, whatever it is, going to a CrossFit class, like you're going to start to connect that in, and it will really jumpstart that lifetime journey. I think healthy habits are really built over a lifetime. So it should be 21 days to life.
That's the goal.
But this is the first 30 days.
Exactly. And that's the goal. I mean, this is like an introduction to what is possible, to what you can do, because the videos are pretty short and I want to keep them on the shorter end so that you're not spending a bunch of time just listening. I love to educate in cue, so it is really hard for me to hold back, but I hold back a little bit on these videos just so that you're not, you know, spending too much time. Like at max by week 4, you might be spending 40 minutes in these videos, because
That's with a long hit.
That's 30 minutes.
Or strength workout, you know, hit or strength workout with a little bit of like maybe core mobility.
Exactly.
On the side of that.
But otherwise, it's like 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. But I think that the other good thing, which is one of the first things we brought up, is it brings in that community. Mm-hmm. So the whole 30 days, you're going to have community with you. If there's a day that you missed and you're like, hey, I didn't have the time that I could devote to that, like, you can get to it the next day. There's so many people who are going to be, whether it's on Instagram, sharing posts, hey, I did, you know, last week's hit because I didn't have time. There's so many people who are showing you how it works. And the calendar's there. That doesn't mean you have to do everything exactly on those days if it doesn't fit for you and your schedule. Like, make it your own and do Tuesday's workout on Wednesday and just do Wednesday's mobility flow on Tuesday because you can get that in quick in the morning. So it's so fun to see the community connecting and showing each other how you can like morph it to fit your own schedule and lifestyle.
And you'll hear like, because we have a hashtag within it, the GFMB. Well, yeah, that's you're grateful for my body. It's in the checklist. It's all in there if you sign up. Don't worry, we're guiding you. But we have specific hashtags this time that we're using as well. So we have like GFMB knee pain, GFMB shoulder pain, GFMB low back pain. So people who, which we've never done before, but we want to build this community aspect even more. You will see people that are like, oh my gosh, this, I don't feel my knee pain and I'm jumping, or this has completely changed my shoulder or whatever. So you're going to see people point out different things. So if you can follow like a guideline of, or a hashtag and find that community of people who are struggling and working through the same thing, it's going to be so helpful of like, oh, this worked for me, or that one didn't really work for me. How did you incorporate that? You know, and really getting that accountability, that community, that calendar to just follow and not have to think. I mean, we provide everything.
Yeah, there's so many cool little graphics to share out and show what you're learning, show how you're doing. And there's prizes.
There's prizes.
Lots of prizes. So prizes for staying involved, posting as a part of the community online. Also prizes for bringing in friends and family. If you refer a lot of people in to bring in as your support system, there's a lot of prizes for that as well.
I mean, accountability for me is like huge. We're traveling all over the place, which is lovely and a lot. And I don't always have a consistent...
As you see, we're in Texas right now. Cactus.
But I don't always have like a consistent buddy to be able to work out with. And sometimes you like to do things a little bit different than I do. And so I end up FaceTiming friends all the time. So you don't even have to like recruit friends and family that live next to you for you to do it together. But like it could be people across seas who you're like, you text them, hey, did you do day one? Like, where are you at? How you feeling? And it's so fun to get people moving and learning together, like exploring like, oh, did you know that about the core? Did you know that about the blueberry? You'll know if you come in.
you'll know what she's talking about. And one of the more exciting things too is that we have this platform that we're going to be launching soon, and future challenges will be housed on the new platform. But signing up for the platform waitlist gets you a nice little discount into the Grateful for My Body Challenge. 20% off the Grateful for My Body Challenge if you go to the platform waitlist link and sign up for that.
Which is just jen.health. Like, it's the easiest link to ever remember because there's no .com, there's nothing. Like, just type in jen.health and you'll come to this page, join the waitlist, and you have to fill out the survey. So you don't get the discount code until you fill out the survey. But if you fill out a really quick survey and just tell us everything that you want to see in the new platform that's coming, which platform means online, app, it's all coming, Android and Apple, it's all going to be here. But if you tell us exactly what you want to see, you get gifted a little discount code after that and you can use that. And again, first week of signing up for this challenge, it's only $30. It is like the cheapest thing I've ever offered. I mean, that is dropping into a yoga class one time, but getting 27 classes all different to learn about your body.
Yeah. And it's 30 days. And a lot of people will ask like, oh, do I have access to it after? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do the exercises now. Am I going to be able to do them later on? Like, you have 6 months of access into this thing. So if you aren't able to do it in that first 30 days, or, you know, you aren't able to complete all of it, you have 5 extra months after that to continue to work through it, continue to learn from the material.
Okay, all of that to say, I hope you sign up. I'm so excited. The link is below and it's going to be an epic November.
Just remember, it's $15 off with TOB15. Don't worry about any other coupons or discounts. This is it, $15 off. And you can send this to anyone that you think is going to really want to be a part of this challenge as well. Send them this podcast, not the discount, the podcast, so they understand the value of what they're getting.
Seriously, those are probably some of my favorite conversations to have about how to actually build healthy habits. I go on a little rant in the episode about people and providers being obsessed with their education and obsessed with their degree. And really, that's not worth crap if you can't teach people how to develop lifestyle behavior change for long-term health. And that's what we're going to be doing in this Grateful for My Body challenge. So please go check the link in the show notes. Join. You will not regret it. You will form an amazing community around movement and really notice some incredible differences in your body. And of course, tune in next time for the Optimal Body Podcast.